We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll get to all of your calls coming up in a second. But first, this kind of put the bow on the end of the season, and it was Jason Kelce. And visually, watching Howie and Jeffrey Lurie uncomfortably watching the speech, was amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, I was kind of uncomfortable watching it too. It's like, oh no, he didn't.
Yeah.
Dropping F bombs and this and that. But here he is, Jason Kelce. It's the Steps of the Art Museum after the Eagles win it all.
Philadelphia! You love the Eagles, let me get a hell yeah! You love the Philadelphia Eagles, let me get a hell yeah! I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. I know Lane and Chris just talked about this, but I don't think that it's been beat home enough. Howie Roseman, a few years ago, was relinquished of all control pretty much in this organization. He was put in the side, he was put in the side of the building where I didn't see him for over a year. 2 years ago, when they made a decision, he came out of there a different man. He came out of there with a purpose and a drive to make this possible. And I saw a different Howie Roseman, an underdog, Doug Peterson. When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media. This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL. You saw a driven Doug Peterson, a man who went for it on fourth and down, went for it on fourth and down in the Super Bowl with a trick play. He wasn't playing just to go mediocre. He's playing for a Super Bowl. And it don't stop with him. It does not stop with him. Jason Peters was told he was too old. Didn't have it anymore. Before he got hurt, he was the best freaking tackle in the NFL. McVay was told he didn't have it. Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelce's too small. Lane Johnson can't lay off the juice. Brandon Brooks hasn't done it. Carson Wentz didn't go to a Division I school. Nick Foles don't got it. Mark Clement's too slow. Blood ain't got it anymore. Jay and John can't stay healthy. Mark Smith can't catch. Nelson Aguilar can't catch. Zach Ertz can't block. Brett Celek's too old. Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Vinny Curry ain't got it. Bo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover.
I don't remember this.
This entire organization with a bunch of driven men to accomplish something. We were a bunch of underdogs. And you know what underdogs is? It's a hungry dog. And Jeff Statlin has had this in our building for 5 years. It's a quote in the O-line room that has stood on the wall for the last 5 years. Hungry dogs run faster. And that's this team. Bottom line is, we wanted it more. All the players, all the coaches, the front office, Jeffrey Lurie, everybody wanted it more. And that's why we're up here today, and that's why we're the first team in Eagles history to hold that freaking trophy. It's y'all, Philadelphia. For 52 years, y'all have been waiting for this. You want to talk about underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship.
You know what's up. You know what's
Everybody wonders why we're so mean. Everybody wonders why the Philadelphia Eagles aren't the nicest fans. If I don't eat breakfast, I'm pissed off. No one wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day, and it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it, because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? What my man Jay Ajayi just said.
Now, see, listening. If you were listening on the radio, you didn't hear it because I'm assuming that it was unlike some people. Some of the stations with Chase, it wasn't dumped.
Right.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It sounds just as good hearing it just a few moments ago, man. It's wow.
888-729-9494.
Great wow. Speech, man.
I don't even know what to say after that, man.
I mean.
Wow.
I think Kelce just did a really good job of just bringing it all in, including his teammates in it. You know, everything that they
would stay off the juice.
Oh, man.
Everything that everybody was questioned.
Yeah.
He pointed it out and showed you guys that, hey, we don't care. Yeah. And they pulled together and pulled it off, man. He did a really good job with the speech, though. I really enjoyed it.
Obviously, we don't break down parade speeches and celebrations of other teams and this and that and the other. And I'm pretty sure there may have been a few good ones if you go back and look at some of the teams that have won over the years and some of their personalities or what have you. Dude, if they ever do a top 10 list of these speeches.
He's number one.
There's no doubt in my mind that has to be the greatest championship parade speech I've ever heard.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone that would have tried to bring something home like that.
Yeah. We're in a mummer's outfit,
we're in
by the way.
Mummer's outfit. when we saw him that morning, I'm like.
He was carrying a 12-pack of beer in a mummer's outfit.
No, I think it was a 24 case of
oh, yeah,
of
one
something.
Of the, he,
yeah.
He had one of those things on a wheel, the cooler on the wheel.
So I thought he was just like, okay, he has the mummer outfit today. He's just playing a part in the parade, right? He's paying homage to, obviously, Philadelphia and the Mummers Parade. But I it never dawned on me that he would get up there in front of everyone and give that speech. Like, that never dawned on me. I thought he was just, I'm happy. I got a costume on today. Chris Long came in with the long trench fur coat on.
Yeah.
He had the fur coat on with the Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
On. So you knew some guys would show some personality.
Yeah.
Right? You know, a couple guys had on some throwback jerseys. Brent Celek wore Harold Carmichael jersey. Yep.
That was cool.
I want to say Fletcher had either, was it a Reggie or a Jerome jersey on? I thought one of those guys.
Jerome would make sense being
right,
in
I think
these interior.
I think had maybe a Jerome Brown jersey on. So the players certainly had their personalities going that day. They stopped in the middle of the parade on Broad Street doing the electric slide.
Yeah.
Even though they were trying to get ushered back on buses.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if any team enjoyed it,
right?
A championship as much as this team enjoyed the
and
championship.
They deserved it.
Oh,
and we deserved
right.
it. And I'll tell you what, the fans. Boy, did they come out that day.
Yeah.
They came out that day.
Doug caught a beer from the crowd.
Yeah, Doug is catching beers one-handed.
I was catching beers off the head.
John is catching beers and ducking beers and protecting kids.
I was. Chris Margos' kid I was protecting.
I'm doing the same thing, but sipping every fourth beer I catch, right? Like, okay, I didn't drink that one, or that one. I'm going to drink some of this one, right? Yeah, I'm going to drink some of this one. Oh. You know, I had the young linebackers on the bus trying to give me some Ike juice on the bus, you know, but I was working.
Yeah.
I was working.
Yeah, we were working, all right.
And 10% of me was reliving my childhood or my playing career saying, I'm in the damn parade.
Yeah.
We won the Super Bowl.
10%?
Yeah, 10% of me was like I actually played.
The Reese jersey was on.
Yeah, 10% of me felt like I actually played in the game and I actually won something.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, that was an amazing day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.